Perfect.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the 11:30 podcast. Talk pro wrestling. It's good. How everybody doing out there? It is Friday. We back at it. We made it to the weekend, man. For real. What is going on with everybody? Good morning, good night, good afternoon to all my listeners all across the world, wherever you may be at, in the States, Germany, Mexico, the UK, all over the place, man. Thank you guys for tuning in this week here on Talk Pro Wrestling, man. It's definitely going to be a smooth one, smooth show. You guys, man, riding solo dolo. This past week, man, has been an interesting week on the main show. Wednesday, you know, had some guests, conflict or miscommunication, and also I had a guest call out this week. But look at, man, it's all cool. I'm here, you guys here. It's time to chat some pro wrestling. You guys wanna chat about a couple of trending topics and some things that have been going down in wrestling over the last week or so, man, for real. And obviously we are just coming out of WWE's WrestleMania Backlash from this past Sunday, and with all the news surrounding that, man. I know a lot of people didn't really enjoy that one and don't know what's the deal with them calling it WrestleMania Backlash instead of just keeping it just straight up Backlash, because Backlash, man, was the pay-per-view, man. But WrestleMania Backlash, it seems like it's not hitting the same, though. But, yo, man, we're going to get into everything, man. The whole Roman Reigns topics and everything, man, what's going on. But before we do, you guys, and everyone that's tuning in here on YouTube, man, for real, is watching it on YouTube. And if you're new to the podcast, if you haven't done so already, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Yes, like it, leave a comment, share it. Yes, share it. Tell a friend about the 11:30 podcast. And for everybody who's listening on the audio side on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts, leave a 5-star rating, tell a friend, and definitely subscribe to Talk Pro Wrestling. But you guys know we're going to get into it. Like I said, we're coming off of WWE Backlash that took place this past Sunday, and man, was what, 6 matches on the card? I'm not even about to go down all of them, but obviously the matchup that stood out the most, there was a couple of matches that was pretty cool. Well, to me, it was Cody Rhodes, the rematch. Cody Rhodes taking on Seth Rollins. They opened up the show, dope matchup right there, and everyone who, you know, has been following Cody Rhodes, not even just prior to WWE and his return, but just recently, man. He's been like the forefront of the Money in the Bank commercial and broke down some news that I think everybody was just trying to figure out this past Sunday. We were talking about it this past Wednesday on Commission Talks. Shout out to my guys, Blackheart, Warren Marlowe, and Sabi Yeti, man. It was definitely dope. We was on OTTR. Off the Top Rose podcast, chatting a little bit about that, and they broke the news this past Sunday that Money in the Bank, the formation, is going to be changing up a little bit. And like I said, I spoke about this on OTTR with Commission Talks, and it seems though what they're going to do is and it seems like they're taking the prestige away from the Royal Rumble. And everyone knows the Royal Rumble is one time a year, man. Whoever wins the Royal Rumble, now that they added the Women's Royal Rumble, you win that match, you go on, you know, like it always been. You go on to face the champion of your choosing at WrestleMania. And now with the Money in the Bank, it seems though, hey, whoever wins this is going to have a opportunity to main event WrestleMania. So I think that's throwing a whole lot of curveballs in there. You know, maybe we have two winners. You know, we have two winners two winners to go on to possibly main event WrestleMania. And with them saying the Money in the Bank, adding that to the big four, because you know we have Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, and adding Money in the Bank in there may be a thing where it's just whoever wins Money in the Bank has the opportunity, men and women, go on to main event, have an opportunity to main event WrestleMania. And then for the Royal Rumble, which may seems though, it's going to be for the title. You know, the title will be on the line. somewhat to what Brock Lesnar did a couple of years ago, putting his title on the line in the Royal Rumble, and also Roman Reigns. He did that too, when Triple H walked out as the World Heavyweight Champion. But nonetheless, man, I think that is the... Man, you know, everyone always wait till the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble is a lot of people's favorite pay-per-views, and to take that mystique away from the Royal Rumble and put it in the Money in the Bank, you know, because they was like, oh man, it got it may be getting stale, you know, because Money in the Bank been came out in what, 2005, when Jericho initially, you know, started it. Have a group of guys, took place at WrestleMania 21, and whoever wins it, get the briefcase. They got 12 months to cash in for championship of their choosing, you know? And I say, to be honest with you, is no need to do this. I mean, I think the Money in the Bank, especially with the pandemic lately, or in the past couple of years, it have gotten stale because of the pandemic. But I say, and I always preached about this or said this on numerous podcasts, man, like, why have no one held the Money in the Bank briefcase for almost nearly a whole year? You know, I think that would be a very, very interesting storyline, a very interesting topic, because it's like, okay, man, this guy and this girl busted their ass almost 365 days ago and won this contract, won this briefcase, and man, they just cannot find the right time to cash in. Every time they cash in, the arch nemesis, the arch rivalry come in and maybe stop them. Or maybe it's someone who's not done with the champion that comes in and cancel it all together. You feel me? Or they could add something in there where they did with The Miz, where The Miz, I believe it was earlier this year when they had the Thunderdome. Excuse me, no, it wasn't early this year. It was sometime last year. Yes, sometime last year in the Thunderdome, where The Miz had, he had the briefcase and he was cashing in, but it wasn't like a not a successful cash in, but he was like, he cashed it in, but he did not cash it in. And Adam Pearce rewarded him his briefcase back. So I think that would be a nice concept. Don't always do that, but I thought that was real nice. You know what I mean? You could do so many different things with the Money in the Bank briefcase, man. Like, and instead of it just having it at Money in the Bank, and you know, it has turned into its own pay-per-view, its own phenomenon with, you know, with that. And now, like, this pay-per-view is going to be headlining at a NFL football stadium. So, but I mean, I prefer them to keep the Money in the Bank briefcase at WrestleMania. It's one time a year. WrestleMania is one time a year. Keep it at WrestleMania. You know, keep it at WrestleMania. And I thought that would have been great, man. I really thought that would have been great, but hey, we gotta wait and see, man. We gotta wait and see. I done just been rambling on about that and Cody Rhodes, though. But yeah, man, he is back in the WWE, and a lot of people who are in AEW, AEW fans or marks, not too happy about that. But hey, kudos to Cody. He's back in WWE. He has made it his announcement to go on to win the WWE Championship, man. Whenever he can, and it seems though it may come earlier than we may have thought. Because yes, you guys, Roman Reigns, yes, the tribal chief, the big dog, the head of the table, Roman Reigns has signed a new contract with World Wrestling Entertainment that's allowed him to not attend so many events. He won't be at a lot of house shows. He still may appear at Raw and SmackDowns, and if so, it most likely would probably be dark matches, since a couple of days ago they just pulled him from the Hell in the Cell pay-per-view as well. And it was word that he may take some time off, either after SummerSlam or going into SummerSlam. Well, you know, they pulled him from Hell in the Cell, so he's going to be definitely taking some time off, which I thought he would be right after WrestleMania. Usually the big superstars, the top guys, we should take some time off after WrestleMania, take a little vacation or whatnot. But, another discussion we was having on commission talks, man. who's going to be the guy to fill that void, not even replace. You cannot replace a guy like Roman Reigns and what he has accomplished in the last, what, 15, 16 months or whatnot, man. Just a whole 360 on his character and his whole move, man. He's in God mode, man. Come on. The whole bloodline, man, is real dope. But, man, the guy who can build his void in this spot, I mean, like, it's Cody Rhodes, man. It's Cody Rhodes. I mean, a lot of people thought it could have been maybe Big E when he had the WWE Championship, and that was going to go on for some time. And prayers go out to Big E. He has said on his social media account, and he has made public that the neck surgery is not healing as he wanted to, or probably, but. You know, he's still to go get some testing, so hopefully we can see Big E back in the WWE and back with a new day very, very, very soon, man. But yeah, man, thought it was going to be Big E. I mean, we still got Seth Rollins, you know, doing his thing. And me personally, I say, man, give it to Randy Orton. Like, Randy Orton is, like, one of the hottest guys I get. They just celebrated, what, his 20-year anniversary, like, 2 weeks ago? Like, give it to him. Give it to Randy Orton and let him run with it. Heel, face, whatever the case may be. Obviously, he loves that, you know, being a heel. I think you get way more freedom, you know, being a bad guy than versus being, you know, a good guy. And, you know, obviously, he have to finish this program with Riddle right now. And a lot of people saying, man, yo, it's obviously more predictable for Randy Orton to turn on Riddle instead of having, you know, it's predictable to having Randy Orton turn on Riddle. And in my opinion, yes, I haven't seen it yet. And sure, I'm willing to let it play out, but I just don't see I just don't see Riddle being a bad guy, man. I mean, Riddle is like, man, yo, I'm high, I smoke, like, I watch Pineapple Express, like, I watch Superbad, like, I'm just super cool. Like, I don't see Riddle being a bad guy. Like, I don't think we ever seen RVD sort of a bad guy, maybe so, but I'm not sure. But I like, that's what I see out of Riddle, and I think it would make more interesting. I think this is why the storyline has taken, this switch, or Randy Orton turning on Riddle, or Riddle turning on Randy, has taken some time now, because Randy Orton has enjoyed and fell in love of what he's doing with Riddle, and they want to, you know, make it interesting, and when it happened, it's going to be dope. It's going to be big, it's going to be dope. But, give it to Randy Orton, man. Like, he's hot. He's definitely hot. But, man, like, Cody Rhodes. I mean, Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes have not missed ever since he returned to WWE at WrestleMania. And he's been on Monday Night Raw every single week. This past week on Raw, he had a United States champion that everybody was going crazy. Like, oh, man, he's not winning. He's not winning. And, like, everybody predicted it. Seth Rollins was going to come out, interfere, cause him the United States championship, and keep Theory safe. He cool. He don't have to take the L. Neither one of them took the L, but just Theory lost by interference from Seth Rollins. But yeah, Cody Rhodes is definitely seems though to be the guy to fill this void when Roman Reigns leave. Now, in my opinion, man, I wouldn't take the title off Roman. I wouldn't take the title off Roman at all, no matter what. If you're taking an 18, I mean, yes, we got other guys. And man, I go back to OTTR when we was on Commission Talk to Blackheart, and we said, when I made a comment where how Brock Lesnar, he was WWE champion and he left, and it was guys that who was on the main roster without a world title, and they were just going at it. And yeah, you have other guys such as John Cena, Randy Orton, Ambrose, and you know, you had those guys. But right now, I think it's WWE's. I don't want to say they fought, but it is. They released a whole hell of a lot of talent that, you know, seems like AEW is just the hungry when it just comes to free talent. They just say, ooh, it's feed me. They just gobble up all that. But, you know, I think it's WWE's fault not building, you know, other superstars and other talent when you had the opportunity to, instead of just, oh, Roman, you know, like, yes, he's the, number one search wrestler in the world right now. We get it. That's great. But I mean, like, build the future up. Now, Theory, he's got a great head on his shoulder. Obviously, he's keep getting better and better each and every week. It's a lot of guys, man. It really is. But it's just, can WWE throw the ball with him? Can, you know, be trusted? You know, like, you've seen a lot of guys who come in and get under the umbrella in 3 weeks, three months later or so, hell, sometimes 3 weeks, they're fired, they're released, and no longer on television. So, I just don't see him losing the title. Keep the belt on Roman Reigns throughout the time he's going to be off TV. Build up the tag team titles, build up the United States title, build up the Intercontinental title. You know, just do that. And right now, with Roman Reigns taking out the Void, which nobody really want to see her a lot, and obviously Charlotte is gone off, taking some time off too to get married. Ronda Rousey is the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Not a great matchup. Neither at WrestleMania nor WrestleMania Backlash, but she's the new champion to kind of like be the forefront of the show while Roman Reigns takes some time off. But yeah, man, just build up some guys. Build up some guys in between. Like I said, build up all the mid-card titles and the tag team titles. And when Roman Reigns comes back, man, Cody Rhodes is there to wait for him, because he probably most likely will win Money in the Bank. And I don't see it being a rush to defend the title. I don't see it being no rush at all to cash in. I don't see it no rush at all. Not all. And Cody would be a good guy. Cody would be a good guy for Roman Reigns to lose to. And if he does lose to him, I would say a triple threat match. I was thinking one-on-one. I don't want Cody, if he wins it, and him talking about how he want to win it for his dad because it slipped out of his dad's hands back in Madison Square Garden, you know, 30-something years ago or whatnot. You know, if he wins, let him win it. You know, he don't have to pin Roman. And if he do, just maybe like a 1-2-3, Roman had his shoulders up, but they, you know, they bullshit or something. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But obviously, we got to get the matchup between Roman Reigns and The Rock. If Roman Reigns is taking his time off and going, you know, into the sunset, which everyone is, you know, predicting, and his lighter schedule open opportunities up for him to do movies and TV shows or whatnot. You gotta have that matchup with The Rock, send it off, and just bam, that's it. You know, and then WWE need to focus on who is their next guy, which is it seems like it's to be Theory. And you know, you could build Theory up, man. He's already United States champion. And you build him up, then he could take out Roman Reigns, who's actually the guy right now. So, you know, just never know, man. You just never know how it goes, man. But yeah, WrestleMania Backlash, that was that. The Bloodline took the W over Drew McIntyre and RK Bro. I was hoping for this match to actually be a winner takes all, but like I said, with Roman Reigns' new contract into play now, they scrapped the whole plans of unifying the tag team titles right now. They will do it, like my guy Cyber Yeti said, they will do it. But at the moment, they just put that on pause. Put that on pause. Also, man, yo, I touched on it a little bit. Edge, man, started his faction called Judgment Day with recruitments of Damian Priest and the newly recruited Rhea Ripley, man. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it to see where it goes and what's going to come out of it. And I think with this Edge, I think out of this whole run and this whole Judgment Day thing, by the summertime or after, Edge will once again be WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He don't need to be, but I think this is right here. It's just the combination of just like, bro, it's just the personification of, bro, like, I still got it. And not only that I still got it, man, I can make other people, you know, better, you know, by them surrounding themselves with me. You know, with Damian Priest, like I mentioned before, Damian Priest, you know, gained a bunch of weight, been rejected by WWE, and came back, got re-signed. You know, I had the match last year with Bad Bunny. Awesome matchup. Not too many people liked it. But now he's with Edge. And now you got Rhea Ripley, who just got rid of the whole Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan, sweet, lovable character, girl, wonderful, you know. But she did not need to be in a tag team with Liv Morgan or at a tag team at all. She needs to be a singles competitor, badass, just doing her own thing, man. So, and a lot of people saying the next guy or the next person could be Tommaso Ciampa. You know, Tommaso Ciampa, I don't know, man. I'm just loving it. I'm loving it. I didn't see this coming. I heard some rumors. I ain't gonna lie. I heard some rumors. A lot of people were saying, yo, Edge is coming up with his own faction. And I'm like, you know, I didn't see it, you know, coming, but I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. I think that was really, you know, about it. It took place at WrestleMania Backlash. That was pretty exciting, man.
With unlimited DVR and personalized recommendations, YouTube TV is live TV reinvented for the 21st century.
I prefer some of the earlier centuries, personally.
He does.
I do.
You can start watching YouTube TV right now without having anything installed in your house.
But having a technician come would motivate me to clean up, so.
You can watch YouTube TV on multiple devices at the same time.
Multiple devices?
But if we watch different shows in different rooms, we drift apart. I don't want to drift apart from you.
I'm so sorry. Try YouTube TV for free. It's everything live TV should be.
Yo, what up? This your boy Kendall Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bowl.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been
Dirty Hills approved.
Yeah, you guys, man, we go on throughout the week. Monday Night Raw, obviously, Kevin Owens is still trying to prove that Ezekiel is Elias and Elias is Ezekiel. And on Raw, Kevin Owens had his brother, per se, Ken Owens, come out there to confront Ezekiel and basically, you know, pulling the move, basically saying, yo, man, I can come out here pretending to be XYZ too. And I know you are. Everybody know you're pretending to be Ezekiel. We all know you're Elias. Like, stop it. Like, it's cool. It's really cool. I said it, man. I figured that's what it's going to be. Everyone is going to recognize him as Ezekiel, but Kevin Owens is the only one going to be like, yo, man, I know you are Elias, bro. Like, oh man, that is something else. That is something else. But you guys, man, we're gonna move on here on the podcast, man. NXT 2.0 went down this past week. Hey, yo, man, Cameron Grimes, man, from throughout the whole pandemic and up until a few months ago, it seemed like the crowd was really, really, really behind Cameron Grimes, man. The whole storyline between Ted DiBiase and Cameron Grimes with the whole $1 million, you know, title and stuff. And to come to find out, which we talked about on Commission Talk this week with the whole Ted DiBiase family and, you know, a whole, you know, in depth and stuff like that, with $1 million in depth, it seemed like WWE was offering some help with Ted DiBiase last year. But nonetheless, yes, man, it seemed like the fans has turned on Cameron Grimes ever since Solo. I ain't gonna try to pronounce his last name. I don't think I got it right just yet. But we gonna call him Uso. That's in NXT Solo. Everyone is behind him. Everybody is behind him. They chant Uso. He got goosebumps. You can tell he got goosebumps on NXT this past week. And after a while, we may see him join the Bloodline. We just may see him. We don't know yet. But yeah, man. It seems though, Cameron Grimes will be probably losing that North American Championship. Not to Carmelo Hayes, but to Solo, man, to Uso, man. And we're going to definitely see where that goes. Also, the NXT Women's Breakout Tournament is officially underway. I don't know about you guys, but this tournament got all the way. It got written, Nikita Lyons and Lash Legend in the finals going at it for the third or fourth time. But it seems like they're going to throw a curveball. I mean, Nikita did win her match. We're going to see if Lash Legend win her match. But hey, man, that's to come to find out. NXT 2.0 been all right, man. Been all right. They got In Your House coming up. Braun Breaker, Cecily defended the title a couple of weeks ago. So at Spring Breaking, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that's dope, man. NXT is they doing what they doing, man. They are doing what they doing. Wednesday night, Dynamite went down, and it was the kickoff to the Owen Hart Foundation tournament because WWE won't allow Owen Hart. Owen Hart's wife won't allow him to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. So with another big, wrestling company out there is giving Owen Hart his recognition, his flowers and everything. Cause man, come on, man. If anybody deserves to be in the Hall of Fame or have some type of tournament named after them, Owen Hart is, man. Like my man was, getting ready to do his thing and to fall to his death into mid-show though. Like, come on. But yes, the Owen Hart tournament is underway. This past Wednesday, we see Adam Cole, baby, taking on one half of FTR. And Adam Cole, frame, he wins. He wins his match over FTR, Dash, Dax. And what else? We've seen Darby Allin taking on Jeff Hardy, in which they made this matchup a no holds barred match. Anything goes, and rightfully so. This is definitely, to be at the main event because Darby Allin, Jeff Hardy, like these two guys are a match for one another. Definitely a match for one another. Jeff Hardy picks up the victory with the roll up, with the backwards pin and whatnot. But man, six spots off the top rope into the stairs and the ladder. Like, bro, these dudes literally trying to kill themselves, man. Like, literally. Oh man, MJF getting all the love in his hometown once again in Long Island. Like, man, I'm really not a fan of him getting cheered in his hometown. Regardless, I know it's your hometown, and a lot of heels get cheered, in their hometown. And when you get cheered as a heel, you're doing something good. You really are doing something good. But man, I don't know. I just wasn't interested. I just, all the momentum that's behind Warlow right now, all like everything that he's, going through week in and week out, kicking the security asses just single-handedly. Like, I didn't want to. I wasn't nowhere near interested in the segment whatsoever. But yo, I can't wait to see what's next, man. Was definitely next, and obviously we got Double or Nothing coming up, so man, that's gonna be dope. That's gonna be definitely dope, you guys, man. Man, this was a dope one here on Talk Pro Wrestling, you guys, man. Leave a comment down below, man, what you think, what you want to hear here on Talk Pro Wrestling. I got the guys, Juan Marlo, Blackheart, and Cyber Yeti. They will be definitely joining me back here on Talk Pro Wrestling. Not next week, the week after, you guys. Yes, the week after. That will be our last episode before we take a break, you guys. Before we take a break, May 25th, May 27th will be our final episode that will come out. We'll release that Friday. But yes, you guys, this end of the month, Commission Talks, we're going to wrap it up for a little bit, take a break, and come back around maybe SummerSlam. Who knows, man? Who knows, man? I got a baby boy coming, so we all going to figure all that out, man. Real, I'm too excited about that. But you guys, man, yo, this was a dope one. This was definitely a dope one. Before I head on out of here, you guys, man, don't forget to follow The 1130 Podcast on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at The 1130 Podcast. I like The 1130 Podcast on Facebook. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe. Hit the subscribe button down below on YouTube, man. Before I go, man, that Ring of Honor, Tony Khan, man. He's a big kid with a toy. His new fancy toy, he'd had it for like 2 years. I'm just gonna say like an auto shop. I don't know, man, but it's like a car. It's like AW is Tony Khan. Tony Khan father bought him a new car, and it's this nice car, and it's called AEW. He can go to the shop and get it, fixed and put some new parts on it and all this stuff like that. That's what literally Tony Khan is like. His father bought him a car, and the new car is AEW, and he just, oh man, I want to get this wrestler. Oh man, all these parts are not a part of this, let's say, big automobile company no more. Let's go get these, and let's go, like, come on, man, let's focus on this one car right now before you start trying to go buy other cars, and, I don't know, but yeah, the new Ring of Honor logo, man. Someone saying it's just a sample logo for the time being. I hope it is, man, because, you know, from the seeing all the logos that y'all went from what, 2002 to now? Okay, that's crazy, man. That's really crazy, man, for real. Man, Impact was definitely off the chain last night. I'm loving what my man Josh Alexander is doing. The new Impact World Champion and the Briscoes, the new Impact Tag Team Champ. Like, bro, come on, man. What a time to be a wrestling fan. And if you're out there enjoying independent wrestling, if you're out there enjoying whatever type of wrestling, man, just enjoy it to the fullest, man. Definitely enjoy it to the fullest. We got Rampage tonight, actually this evening. It's at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because of the NBA playoffs, man. The NBA playoffs is heating up. It is getting hot for real. But, yo, we got Rampage tonight, and also we got SmackDown going down. Man, it's going to be definitely a dope one. Definitely a dope one. I think the SmackDown Women's Tag Team titles are on the line. Or are they on the line Monday? I'm not sure. But yeah, man, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope. You guys, man, get into it. Tap into it. It's an all-new episode of the 1130 Podcast streaming this Wednesday only on YouTube. So make sure you tune in for that 1130 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1030 Central. 10:30 Central, man. And once again, tell a friend about the 1130 Podcast. New merch is coming soon. So head over to my link and my IG page at the 1130 Podcast _ Bonfire. I got some new merch coming soon, man. Most definitely. So get at it. And if you haven't copped some yet, man, go cop some for real. Support the 1130 Podcast the long way. I appreciate everyone who has supported the 1130 Podcast. Talk pro wrestling each and every week. 7.6 thousand downloads, man. Let's keep at it, man, each and every week. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much, man. Thank you guys for tuning in and tapping in, for real. This was a dope one. Talk pro wrestling. I'll be back next Friday, you guys, at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. And the audio version will be available the next day. Yo, this was a great one, man. Everyone stay blessed, stay safe, enjoy wrestling, man, because I love wrestling. I know you guys do. Man, for real, this was a good one. Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels, and I'm out.